This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome to day 23, June 2020. This is the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, and the great Wayne Allen Root will be here in exactly 1 hour. Don't you dare move. You can always email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. You can call 833-WAR-TALK. Chris pushing all the buttons, making it all go. And again, it's always an honor to sit in the big seat for the first hour on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So congratulations to all the folks on the left. What a great week you had. Magnificent. You defeated two cartoons, a pancake mix, a bottle of rice, some ice cream, and a syrup bottle. Congratulations. Well done. We are living in chaotic times, man. It is nuts. Statues being torn down. Columbus, all the Confederate soldiers. And you can make an argument for tearing down the Confederate soldiers. I know that doesn't make anyone who would consider themselves a conservative happy. But you can make at least make an argument for tearing down Confederate statues. I mean, they did secede from the Union. They did fight to keep slavery. I get it. There can be an argument made. But tearing down Ulysses S. Grant? Tearing down Roosevelt? Or bringing him down in front of the New York Museum of Art? I mean, Ulysses S. Grant led the army that defeated the Confederates. He was the reason, one of the main reasons, along with Abraham Lincoln, that there is no slavery. So tearing his statue down is just, it's absurd, and it shows you a lack of education on what these lunatics are doing. The mob is ruling, and they continue to tear these statues down across the entire country, and we can get into that a little bit later on. I wanted to talk about, just in general, the race relations that are plaguing this nation. And I said something earlier today, and it was met sort of with a strange response from my listeners, and I wanted to throw it out there at all of you across the entire country, whether you're listening again in Long Island or in Oklahoma City, St. Louis, out in Vegas or in California, anywhere in between. I wanted to throw this out at you. So I know that the media is telling you that we are the worst generation of people in the history of mankind, right? Everybody who's alive today is, in particular, anybody who's white and alive today is a horrible person. But the truth of the matter is, we live in the best time, racially, in the history of the country. It gets better every single day. And in fact, I can make an argument where this is the greatest country in the world when it comes to race. People come here to get away from oppression and slavery in some cases. They come here. And yet, when we look back at history, we're going to look back and see some things that we're not going to like. And that's just the way that the world was then. You know, 100 years from now, 200 years from now, they'll look back on us, and they may find something that we've got going on and shake their head. God, I can't believe that. I can't believe those monsters actually did open-heart surgery or drove around in a car, for God's sake. How horrible that was for the environment. I mean, they're going to find something, not to the level of slavery, but they may find something that we do on a regular basis, and 200 years from now, it's going to be looked on as catastrophic. And obviously, slavery is bigger than that. That is a big, ugly stain on the history of this nation. One that, if you could go back in time and we could stop one thing, I mean, that would be the one thing that we would stop. Everyone would be in agreement with that. Nobody's arguing about that, or they shouldn't be. But here, right now, today, June 23rd, 2020, this is the best time to be a person of color in this country ever. And I know people don't like to hear it like that because, well, it's equating it to what? What am I equating it to? I'm equating it to something that may have been horrible. But racism, ladies and gentlemen, is dying. It's on life support. That's why there are millions of people backing some of these movements, things like the Black Lives Matter movements and protests and rallies across the country, the peaceful ones I'm talking about. That's why you've got so many white people coming out to those events because, finally, they're looking for complete equality. And we live in a country, ladies and gentlemen, where you make out of it what you make out of it. It's that simple. If you want to be the president of the United States, you can be. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what religion you are. America is the freest, greatest nation in the history of this world, period. And if you get up every day, whether you're Asian, Hispanic, Middle Eastern, Black, white, Jew, Gentile, whatever, and you want to be something, you can be it. You've got to pick yourself up by the bootstraps and be whatever it is that you want to be. Now, I get it, right? I understand that some folks start out in life a little bit ahead. There are rich folks who get a bump up. There are poor folks who start under really stressful, tough situations. I mean, I know it will take a lot more for an inner city kid whose both parents are drug addicts and are rarely home. It's going to be hard for that kid to get to the same place, let's say, a very affluent person who lives in Greenwich, Connecticut, on his way to Yale or Harvard. I understand that person has a leg up. There's no question about that. But nobody's saying that that person who starts out behind the eight ball, they don't have a chance to get to the position or whatever position that they want. That's just not true. It's not accurate. You can be whatever you want to be. It all comes down to hard work and character. If you've got both of those elements in your DNA, you can make your life whatever you want to make it. That's just the plain fact. And you can make excuses. You can say that you don't have the same opportunity. You can say that you don't get a chance to do this, that, or the other. But the truth is, that's all a bunch of garbage and excuse making, because if you want something, you go out and get it. You go out and get it. And I'm getting tired of the narrative that black people are being hunted in this country. There's nothing, no evidence whatsoever that shows that to be true. In fact, there's a Wall Street Journal article today that I'm going to share a couple of numbers with you, or a couple of segments with you before we run out of time here. But essentially what it's saying is that when there are encounters with blacks and the police, blacks were significantly more likely to endure police force. Now, the reasons behind that is because blacks end up committing more of the violent crimes. Thus, the situations that they get put in, they tend to lend themselves to a scenario where, you know, you're going to come out swinging. And the end result of that may not be good. But when you're talking about hunting black men, that's not happening. If you analyze all of the data, there's no racial differences in shootings overall. Police are not shooting black people more than they are white people. It's not happening. Again, black civilians who are compliant when they're stopped are slightly more I guess they're slightly more likely to suffer some kind of police aggression, which is not good, which is something that needs to be looked into because there's no reason for that. But in a general sense, according to this, everything is equal. And I've given you stats and facts and figures before. We've talked about the number of people of color who get shot and killed every year. I think the number of unarmed black men in 2019 was 10. Some folks say 15. It depends upon what study you look at. But it's as low as 10, as high as 15 unarmed black men. Is that the reason to burn and loot cities because of that? I get it. You saw a horrible image. It was terrible to see what happened in Minneapolis. And we continue to circle back to that. We got to be better than that. And we should be better than that. And when it comes to the police department, we need to demand more from our police department. We can't have cops do those kinds of things because one bad cop ends up ruining it for millions. And we need to do a better job when it comes to sort of figuring out who should be police officers and who shouldn't. And simple, common sense, basic stuff should apply. Psych evaluations every year make sense. Body cams make sense. More training as far as shooting makes sense. Being a little bit more diplomatic in some cases makes sense. But grand scheme of things, the police officers do a magnificent job. 99 times out of 100. More than that, out of 100. All right, that's how we begin. My name is Lee Elsie. You can email me, leeelcradio@gmail.com. That's leeelciradio@gmail.com. We got a lot to cover today. We got a bunch of guests coming up. And again, Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. It's only getting going. I'm just warming y'all up. It's going to be awesome. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com. Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptaVita Nano Silver Soul is available if your health is a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptaVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference. They offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts if they're already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners while supplies last. Just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Or go to patentedsilver.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I want you all to live a long time because we got to live long to keep electing Trump and re-electing Trump and electing Republicans after him. And I want all of my fans to live a long life so we can save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism. In 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles in the past 40 years in Canada, and now they've come to America right here on my show. They've helped countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. If you have a crease in one or both ears, guess what? You're looking down the barrel of a heart attack or a stroke. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Natural guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly? Can't believe it. I looked in the mirror, and I had the two creases. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Take the cinnamon flavored. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com.
All right, everybody, we are back. Special guest joining me right now, Kelly Sadler. She's the communication director for America First Action and a former special assistant to President Donald Trump. Kelly, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. So let's talk Bolton. Is Bolton a traitor?
Bolton a traitor.
A liar and a traitor?
A liar, for sure.
Yeah.
A traitor, you know, I think Peter Navarro, the trade representative in the White House, put it the best, that this Bolton book and all Bolton is, this is just swamp monster revenge porn. John Bolton did not agree with the President of the United States when it came to national security matters, and he was never elected to office. The people of America never voted for John Bolton. They voted for the President of the United States. And when the President disagreed with John Bolton, well, John Bolton took that personally. And what a mockery he's making of himself right now.
Yeah, it's a strange marriage to begin with, the two of them, because
it really was
completely opposite views. What do you think? Why did Trump even bring him in?
You know, I think the president likes to be challenged in his thought. And John Bolton was, you know, a very respected, you know, was at UN under the Bush years and had a great resume, was very qualified for the job. And the president is very, he's very hawkish when it comes to China. He is very hawkish when it comes to Iran and getting out of the JCPOA and wanting to renegotiate the Iranian deal and basically cut them off with sanctions. And so he probably thought that John Bolton would be a good fit to execute those strategies. Little did he know that John Bolton really did live up to his name of being a neocon and wanting just to bomb everyone and enter endless wars. You know, I think the president probably thought he was a little bit more tempered than his reputation gave him, but he learned quite quickly that wasn't the case.
Were you with the president as a special assistant when he was there, or no? Were you going by then?
So I was there for a few months, actually. We had a few months overlap while John Bolton was there. But I didn't have much interaction with him as he was on the national security side of things.
Right, right.
I was in the communications department.
Yeah, because it's funny, and not to make this about me, certainly it isn't about me. In my 25-year radio career, I've hung up or had somebody hang up on me twice. One was Bill Maher, and the other one was John Bolton. So there you go. So.
Oh my goodness! He doesn't have a sense of humor, and he can't accept any sort of criticism at all.
It's terrible. So, you know, people are also saying this, and get your opinion on this. Some people say he took that job just so that he could write a book.
You know, he's a copious note taker, and. So in every picture you see of him now, you look back through the pictures, he's always looking down or looking through his glasses, taking notes. I think that would be a malicious thing to do, a disrespectful and dishonorable thing to do. I certainly hope that's not the case, but the way that he's been in these interviews as of late, you can't put anything past the man. Yeah. Now he has no friends in Washington.
Yeah, Barr said he could go after him. If they can, will they make an example out of him?
I do believe so. If there's classified information in the book, I haven't seen a copy of the book yet. Mick Mulvaney, who's cited in the book many times as chief of staff, hasn't seen an advanced copy of the book yet.
Right.
So I feel that when the book comes out, the White House, the general counsel will go through it, you know, line by line. And if there is anything classified in that book, they will personally sue Bolton for it.
All right. Kelly Sadler is our guest. We appreciate her time. I'm sure she's really busy. Tell me a little bit about America First Action. What is that?
Yeah, so we're the president's super PAC. We're an official part of his reelection. We're running ads in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin right now on Joe Biden's abysmal economic record. If there's somebody that's going to rebuild this economy, you better believe it's President Trump. He did it once. He did it. He'll do it again. And Joe Biden is nothing but a guy who's been in office 47 years and is now campaigning to solve the problems he helped create.
Kelly Sadler, the communications director for America First Action. I cannot thank you enough. We got to run. You are listening. Listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear masks to protect me.
Let's all wear masks to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at Sunny-Bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Democratic-led House hearing is probing into the Trump administration's response to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Republican ranking member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Greg Walden, says the Trump administration took unprecedented action.
He tightened up our borders, established a presidential task force to coordinate efforts, and invoked executive authority seldom used except in times of emergency or war.
The police chief in Washington, D.C. isn't happy with protesters who tried to take down the statue of former President Andrew Jackson.
This is a civil society, and that is not civil behavior to tie, you know, ropes around any piece of property and pull it down. If you want that property to be removed, do it in a legal and a peaceful way. That's all we're asking, folks.
Peter Newsham there speaking on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas,
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
We're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I am Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Special guest joining me right now, the author of many books. He's a professor of political science at Kentucky State University and author of the brand new book, Taboo, 10 Facts. Yes, 10 Facts That You Cannot Talk About. Wilford Riley is joining us right now. Wilford, what is Taboo about?
Taboo is a book where I look at a lot of the things that you're sort of not supposed to discuss in polite conversation. So I look at Black Lives Matter, for example. Is there really an epidemic of police officers killing young black men? What I find is no. The most recent year on record, 2019, the total number of unarmed black men killed by cops was 15. That's very standard, and I look at why we hear so much about this narrative. I go beyond that to all these racial conflict cases we see in the news, Central Park Doggate and Barbecue Becky and Coupon Carl and so on. And I ask, is there an epidemic of, you know, interracial crime? Are groups really clashing? That's chapter two, race, another thing you're not supposed to talk about. And again, what I find is no. Violent crime between black and white people is about 5% of crime. There are 12 million crimes a year. There's 600,000 that fit that bill. And the taboo element of that, in addition, is that 70 or 80% of those or more in a typical year are going to be black on white. There are more white people and they have more money. This is never mentioned, but no, there's not a brutal wave of oppression. And I go on through a whole bunch of the other things you're not supposed to discuss. I propose an immigration policy that would work. I criticize the alt-right. I look at whether white privilege is real, and I find mostly no if you compare that to having money or being beautiful or a dozen other things. So the book breaks down what the actual facts are on all these topics, race and sex and so on down the line.
All right, so you brought up the interesting point, which the unarmed black men who are killed every year by cops, the number is very, very low. Now, that being said, if you bring that up in a conversation with somebody, then the goalpost gets moved. It doesn't become that anymore. Now it becomes, well, the police have been mistreating the black community for 100 years. And if you dispel that notion, then something else will change. Have you found that to be the case?
Yeah, well, that's almost the point of the book. It's to provide ammunition, if you will, for the ordinary citizen, probably buying audiences, lean male, lean center-right, but I welcome everyone. I'm an anti-racist myself. But, I mean, the ordinary person that wants to have these conversations, where you very often see the race debate breaks down to kind of black guy and Republican guy screaming at each other. And I wanted to really go beyond that and provide these facts that if you find yourself in one of these conversations, you can use. So at very least, you do, you know, kick the other guy's goalpost over a little bit. And I'll actually respond to the second point you made. But, yeah, I mean, first of all, the idea that there's an epidemic wave of police violence in the USA, that our LEOs, our law enforcement officers, are badly trained and they're murdering people, that is nonsensical. And ideas that are based on that, like this idea that we need to defund the police in big cities, which turn every big city into Dodge City, are not logical. If you go through that 2019 data, so I said 15 unarmed black men. I believe that might be black individuals total. Going beyond that, the total number of Caucasians and Hispanics killed by the police, the majority of those shot by the police, that was under 60 unarmed. The total number of people armed or unarmed that were killed by police officers in 2019 was 1,002. Of those, only 229 were African American, again, armed or unarmed. Many of the people in these categories now are brandishing guns at police officers. So you never want anyone to die, but this is a tiny number of people compared not just to cancer, AIDS, or COVID, but just to the number of people murdered by other young men in a typical year, which is 17, 18,000. So there's not really a lot of dispute around that point. And as you said, people will next switch to, but we mean, you know, the police are abusive in different ways. It turns out that's not really true either. A guy I have the pleasure of knowing, Roland Fryer at Harvard, actually took a look at every kind of police misbehavior, from shouting at people to putting on the cuffs to shooting. He found that at the upper end, at least if you're talking about shooting and I believe serious beatings as well, Caucasians were more likely to encounter negative, especially poor whites, I'd imagine, look at the cities he used, were more likely to encounter negative behavior from the police. So with everything else adjusted for, you're 24% more likely to get shot if you're a white guy. Perhaps because there's not that same perception that that's going to lead to protests or that's going to lead to media. Black people, African Americans, were more likely to experience some of the lower stuff, like a shove, but the differences between groups were all in the order of 10%, 15%. So there's certainly some bad cops we need to work on, but nowhere in this serious kind of social science literature do we see this idea the cops are out there running rogue. I mean, that's not real.
So is this a media-driven narrative?
Yeah, I think that the media creates these narratives all the time. In all honesty, this is the first thing I tell students, actually, when we get into a class that deals with politics and the media. The fact that you see something constantly focused on in the news doesn't mean that it's actually the biggest problem in the country. I would never downplay COVID-19, but during the period when the media was running literally daily COVID updates with tickers at the bottom of the screen and so on, COVID-19 was at most the second or third or fourth leading cause of death in the USA, behind things like heart disease, cancer, so on down the line. So, I mean, you could create that narrative of fear around virtually anything, AIDS, auto wreck, pneumonia, which certainly is contagious if you decided to do that. And we see that all the time with lesser threats. A huge amount of the things that we see presented, certainly in the televised media, interracial crime, young child kidnapping, plane crashes, animal attacks, that stuff almost never happens. So it looks like police shootings have been added to that rota of things along with young child kidnapping, where every time this occurs, especially if the victim is African American, we're going to see it in prime time. With that sort of down and to the right approach to how we view these videos and so on. But the reality is, again, the total number of unarmed African Americans shot in a typical year by the cops, that's going to be between 10 and 20.
So I'll say this sarcastically, but can only white people be racist?
Some outreach to the dictionaries. I forget whether it's successful or not. There's some articles about this arguing both sides. But there was outreach to the dictionaries claiming that racism should be redefined to include only whites or to refer to any gap in kind of outcomes or in performance. But the traditional definition of racism is genetic dislike would be a simple way to put it. You identify people as belonging to races and you view one or more of the races as inferior to your own. And no, that's something everyone's capable of. I mean, obviously, you have the Nation of Islam in the United States, which is a 50,000 person strong organization that believes that white people actually are devils. I mean, it would be crazy not to call that a racist point of view. And I'd say the Nation of Islam certainly has substantially more influence on American politics than, for example, the KKK does. They've met with the Congressional Black Caucus in the past, so on down the line. The argument that minorities can't be racist is kind of a technical argument. The idea is that minorities have less power than whites, and racism requires power as well as prejudice. But the issue here is that that's a confusion of what you'd call the individual and the group level of analysis. So it's probably still true that all of the whites combined have more power than all of the Asians and middle-class blacks and Jewish Americans and so on combined. But that's not how we do business in regular life. I mean, people interact as individuals. So I, for example, am a tenured college professor and also have an executive role at my university. Of course I could have power over a Caucasian janitor here in Kentucky. Not mocking that honorable profession. But obviously if I wanted to harass that person, I probably could. You know,
right.
So that's a silly argument. A bigot's a bigot.
Before we got to take a short break, I want to get your take on these statues. Some of them being torn down across the country, some Columbus statues, many of these Confederate statues being torn down. Where are we headed and where will this all end?
Well, I think there are different levels there. So first of all, I mean, I'm from the North and I live in the South and I've been known to talk trash. So, I mean, this is something during a basketball game or something like that I might go back and forth with the Southern buddy about. I mean, you know, I had ancestors in the free black and Irish and so on background of my family that conquered the South. I mean, we did fight the Confederates.
Right.
So there's at least an argument argument that we should take those statutes down. Although I personally have some issues with that kind of limitation of history in general. I mean, are we going to take down the great native chiefs and so on? But I think that the more important debate goes well beyond, you know, General Hood and that kind of limited thing in the South. We're now seeing an all-out attack on the basic American ideal. So, I mean, we saw the George Washington statue torn down in a couple of cities. Were people doing things like trying to pee on it or throwing red paint on them? I mean, Abe Lincoln was attacked. The quote with the Abe Lincoln statue, I think this was in Baltimore, someone said he might have freed the slaves, but he wasn't perfect on race relations. I mean, that's a hell of a tombstone epitaph. Like, didn't do quite enough, did he, the big guy? But I mean, I tend to think that this is extremely negative. As a country, we need to have a warts and all understanding of our past, but it's stupid to make that into an all warts understanding. Just nothing but criticism of the USA. It's worth noting, by the way, that you could do this to people from any generation. I mean, when you look at the evils of our time today, what comes to mind? Massive factory farming, for example. We have highly intelligent animals like pigs stacked right in buildings that are five stories high. I mean, you could argue, coming from the right, for epidemic fatherlessness and promiscuity. Many people in future generations may look back on that very critically, destroying the damn environment. All kinds of things could be launched against any generation of humans. So I don't think that it's valid really at all to criticize people for following the moral rules of their time, whether or not we now find those flawed. So if you say that George Washington, or for that matter, Chief Joseph, the great native leader, they were warriors, or they engaged in slavery or something like that. You have to put that in the context of everyone at that time did. Hopefully, 100 years from now, we won't be tearing down statues of Martin Luther King and John F. Kennedy because they were imperfect with women, or they ate meat, or something like that.
All right, I've got to take a very quick break. We'll come back with more. Wilfred Riley, the book Taboo. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Nancy Wolf. Perfect book at the perfect time. You're trapped at home for another couple weeks at least, maybe another 3 weeks, maybe another four. You want to read a book that makes you feel positive, a book that gives you an edge, a rush, a boost. Nancy Wolf is a conservative capitalist professor, emeritus, psychology department at UCLA, spent 30 years studying the human mind, and she believes, and she'll tell you in her book, Conscious Matrix, that we as Americans are wired to win, and the liberals and socialists and globalists will never stop us. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things pre-wired in our minds and souls, we're going to win. We're literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read right now. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Available at Amazon and Barnes and Noble. Conscious Matrix, LibertyHillPublishing.com.
We are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Final break here. Wayne will be here after the top of the hour. Special guest joining me right now, Wilfred Riley. He's the author of a couple of different books. The one that we're talking about today is Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. And you actually had a sit-down with Mark Levin. What's he like?
Well, Levin's a great guy to talk to. I will say just, as you probably know as a media guy, nothing that you do in life is as glamorous as it looks from the outside. I mean, think of being in a locker room. So for what actually happened for the Levin show, we do have a friendly relationship. We had a great chat by phone and so on. But I went to a studio in Louisville that's run by my buddy. And we lit up the back wall so it looked like I was sitting in our scenic downtown. And I chatted with Mark for, I believe Dr. Levin for a bit. And then that was it. We did the hit. And, I hung out, had a beer downstairs and went home. So you don't generally actually go into, D.C. or New York or whatever. But it was a good experience, good conversation. I've done a range of media. For whatever reason, possibly because I'm a right-leaning black guy, but mostly conservative and African-American. But I've done probably 100 different media outlets over the past week and a half, and it's been entertaining. It's been enjoyable. I haven't had any really bad experiences.
Yeah. Did you do any left-leaning media, or stick mostly with the center-right?
I'm willing to talk to anybody. I do, actually, when you think about it, I do a fair amount of left-leaning black media. I mean, I've done Obsidian, for example, some of the major black talk shows, black radio shows.
Right.
Left-leaning, hard-left white people don't, in general, seem to want to talk to me or a range of other people, you know, that goes for, that's really very broad, that goes from black preachers to Dave Rubin. I mean, so there seems to be a very definite cut for who's going to get on to CNN primetime that you don't see with the conservative shows or the black shows or the regional shows.
How do you convince these black radio show hosts that you're right and they're not?
Well, I think with that, I mean, there's almost more of a family argument vibe to it. Yeah. One of the things that I've often heard, actually, if I do a big black show, is when I say something like, look, we all know the real issues in the black community are, you know, crime and test scores. Like, yes, we've clashed with, quote unquote, the whites and they with us. But that's not the issue in Detroit, which is, you know, black run city. Very often people will say, you know, brother, I know you're right, but you shouldn't say that where white people can hear it. And one of my comments is, look, we've all been dating each other for 50 years now. I mean, like, they know, you know, like, everyone is aware that Detroit is not a perfectly governed metropolis, you know. So I think that a lot of them are pretty broadly accepted. Like, what you see right now in the black community, and I don't know if I could, because I'm not in these communities, I don't know if I could extend this to Hispanic communities where there really are issues with immigration. But in the black community, you see kind of an odd historical quirk where you have a population that's very culturally conservative. I mean, 70, 80% aligned with the black church. I mean, if you're talking seriously about something like trans issues, you're going to hear some things when you're doing that on black radio.
Sure.
But that votes almost entirely for the Democratic Party for feelings of obligation. That's how Kennedy and Johnson were affiliated by party, because there's not a lot of outreach from the GOP for a bunch of different reasons that you could really get into in a consulting seminar. But where there's not really that much attachment necessarily. I mean, where you keep seeing these awkward gaffes like Joe Biden talking to Charlemagne the God. And when you see fairly low rates of black voter turnout in many years, 50% at best. Right. I mean, so that's a weird relationship. I mean, hopefully you will see, you know, a little more diversity in the black vote in the future, because I think that'd get a lot more services in the black community.
All right, one more for me. I know you got to run, and I appreciate it. So who is Joe going to take? Got to be a female, got to be black. So where's he going?
Where is he going? I mean, probably someone that we don't expect. I mean, Susan Rice at the outside. I don't think Joe Biden's going to pick Kamala Harris because she was a cop.
Yep.
Basically, I mean, Kamala Harris is trying to downplay this, but was a pretty effective prosecutor in California. I mean, did things like lock up the moms of curfew violators.
Sure.
And I don't have a problem with that, but I think the Democratic electorate will. Stacey Abrams has never been elected to anything. I mean, I believe she was a Georgia State Assemblywoman.
Yep.
And her whole pitch is, well, I was elected governor. Those racists just wouldn't let me take the seat. But people are looking at them. I mean, this is, America is not a country that's a, where there are a lot of supporters of, you know, sore loserdom. I think people are looking at that and saying, well, why ain't you governor?
Yeah.
So I don't think she in any seriousness is going to be taken on as Biden's VP. And, I mean, she desperately wants to be. I mean, there, people are making jokes like this is the scene from Clueless where she's outside his window with the boombox. I mean, she's giving interviews where she says things like, you know, I can imagine my husband is second man. I mean, you know.
Oh, gosh.
We'll see.
All right.
It's going to be an interesting election. You might see record low voter turnout, and we'll see what the result
really?
That might be.
You think low turnout, huh? Okay.
Well, I think a lot of people, it depends.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's going to happen. I think Trump would have won in a landslide had it not been for COVID-19 and the, in particular, the media reaction to that.
Dr. Wilfred Riley, professor of political science at Kentucky State University. I wish I could have taken your class, my friend. It would have been great. I'm sure of that. Taboo, 10 facts you can't talk about. Where can they get it?
They can get it pretty much anywhere. I mean, this is a book that was actually sold out on Amazon for a couple weeks, but it's back now. Was the delivery guaranteed by the 4th of July?
No, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I appreciate the extra time today, and I'll talk to you down the road, hopefully. That'd be great.
Thanks, brother.
All right, man.
Sure.
Have a good one. I'm out of time with him, and I'm out of time with all of you. Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it here on the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.